Earning the support of the Millennium Challenge Corporation, or MCC, is not easy. The agency uses 17 indicators to measure a government's commitment to political and economic freedom, education, and health care. They also measure progress in ensuring the rule of law, respect for civil liberties, and controlling corruption. Those who rank the highest are eligible to enter into a compact. That's a 5-year agreement to fund programs that will stimulate economic growth and reduce poverty. Matthew McLean is the vice president of the Department of Congressional and Public Affairs at the MCC. He says several African countries have signed compacts with his agency, including Benin, Tanzania, and Ghana. As part of Tanzania's agreement, the government will receive a grant of nearly $700 million to help several of the sectors that can promote economic growth.
In the case of Tanzania, we're rehabilitating a number of roads. We're focusing on increasing the supply of energy, both to communities and also through businesses. And also in Tanzania, a water project that will provide greater access to clean and safe water for the population.
One of the Tanzania projects includes the laying of a new 40-kilometer-long submarine cable from the mainland to Unguja Island. It will help provide power to the island, which is the largest in the Zanzibar archipelago, and enable it to continue to develop its tourism potential. Millions of dollars will also go towards rehabilitating roads connecting interior towns to ports and cities in neighboring countries. The effort should stimulate agricultural production and exports. For example, one road will connect the Tanga seaport in northeast Tanzania with Horohoro on the Kenyan border. The effort is also expected to ease the transport of goods between the commercial city of Dar es Salaam and Kenya. Also to be improved is the Tunduma-Sumbawanga Highway, an agriculturally fertile western Tanzania. The road is the only link between Dar es Salaam and Zambia. Funding will also go to improve the quality and quantity of potable water in Dar es Salaam and the city of Morogoro. The effort is expected to help cut back on the incidence of waterborne diseases. In Benin, a $307 million compact includes grants to microfinance institutions to help assist small and medium enterprises. It will also improve access to courts in rural areas and improve the flow of goods through the port of Cotonou. It also provides for reforms in land tenure, which should help small farmers and entrepreneurs. In Ghana, a compact worth over $540 million aims to raise farmer incomes by increasing the production of domestic food crops and high-value cash crops for export. Agricultural exports will also be enhanced with an improved highway between the main airport in Accra and the port of Tema, and with the construction of up to 230 kilometers of roads in the central Afram Basin area. Yet another project will help farm-based organizations with post-harvest infrastructure, including cold storage and processing facilities. Small dams and retention ponds will be built for farms that lack access to water. The MCC expects that Ghana's compact will help reduce poverty among 230,000 Ghanaians while enhancing the living standards of over 1 million altogether. For those countries not ready to meet the economic and political criteria of a compact, the MCC does provide what it calls threshold grants. They fund projects that will help an interested government reach the levels of good governance and economic efficiency for a full-fledged compact. In some countries, that may mean programs to fight corruption or to increase the access of girls to education. So far, the MCC has signed $325 million in threshold assistance in 15 countries, including Burkina Faso, Kenya, Niger, Malawi, Mauritania, Rwanda, Sao Tome and Principe, Uganda, Yemen, and Zambia. For example, Tanzania received threshold grants before it signed its compact with the MCC this month. Matthew McLean explains how they worked.
In the case of Tanzania, we are providing resources to train and mobilize civil society monitors, particularly the role of women in that process, training journalists and other programs to strengthen the rule of law and good governance. In particular, to fight corruption in Tanzania, we've established a financial intelligence unit to receive, analyze, and process information by financial institutions to help combat corruption.
McLean says Rwanda will likely sign a threshold program agreement in a few months, with likely programs initially aimed at improving governance. McLean says another country on President Bush's trip, Liberia, is not yet participating in the MCC, but is undertaking significant reforms and making progress in part to improve its prospects of joining the agency.
We worked very closely with the Liberians to analyze the areas of policy weakness where we can, through a threshold program, help them increase their performance there so that eventually they would become eligible. But they're not quite there yet. We're optimistic. We'd like to think that in the next couple of years or so that Liberia would be able to join the MCC family, but that really depended upon the Liberians to undertake the efforts to increase their scores. And we just are very confident that the Liberians are moving in the right direction. They've got great leadership there. They're a terrific friend of the United States.
Matthew McLean says the Millennium Challenge Corporation has committed $5.5 billion to compacts with the 16 countries with which it works, 9 of which are in Africa. This year, Burkina Faso and Namibia are also expected to sign large compacts to help spark economic growth. McLean says about $3.8 billion of that total is going to African countries. He says it's a manifestation of the U.S. commitment to Africa and to those countries that are performing well. President Bush has requested in his 2009 budget to Congress $2.2 billion for the Millennium Challenge Corporation, an increase of $680 million over the amount enacted last year. I'm William Eagle in Washington.
In the case of Tanzania, we're rehabilitating a number of roads. We're focusing on increasing the supply of energy, both to communities and also through businesses. And also in Tanzania, a water project that will provide greater access to clean and safe water for the population. In the case of Tanzania, we are providing resources to train and mobilize civil society monitors, particularly the role of women in that process, training journalists and other programs to strengthen the rule of law and good governance. In particular, to fight corruption in Tanzania, we've established a financial intelligence unit to receive, analyze, and process information by financial institutions to help combat corruption. We worked very closely with the Liberians to analyze the areas of policy weakness where we can, through a threshold program, help them increase their performance there so that eventually they would become eligible. But they're not quite there yet. We're optimistic. We'd like to think that in the next couple of years or so that Liberia would be able to join the MCC family. But that really depended upon the Liberians to undertake the efforts to increase their scores. And we just are very confident that the Liberians are moving in the right direction. They've got great leadership there. They're a terrific friend of the United States.